It's 10 o'clock at Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane. Today we want to talk about fact-checking the State of the Union address by the president last night. Quite a extravaganza. I was going back and forth between that and LeBron James breaking the all-time scoring record, Shane. So a little bit of both there. So quite honestly, I think more people are probably watching LeBron than we're watching Biden. But what can I tell you, huh?
Well, apparently the audience thought so. If you check, they tell you that half the people that were tuned in to watch him changed the channel. So maybe they were doing the same thing you were, and they counted it twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's probably what happened. Before we get started, we'd like to remind you we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And if you subscribe and ring the notification bell, you'll always be notified when we're on, no matter what time zone you're in. You'll never miss another podcast of Tom and Shane. Like us, leave a comment, because we like that. We want to know what you're thinking and, what's going on. I got a frog in my throat, Shane, this morning. Sorry. Yeah. Well, as I said, we want to talk about the State of the Union, and there's a lot of things that were packed into that 70-some minute speech, Shane. So I don't know. One of the first things, I think, bogus job creation was one of the first things that he spoke about. Yeah. Yeah, 12 million jobs in 2 years, more than any other president in history. But of course, that recovery was due to the recovery from COVID.
It was just a matter of businesses being allowed
to open again,
to reopen. And as a result of that, of course, you have this inflated job report. It's the same as coming out with this report about, over 500,000 new jobs. Well, you have 7 million people that have come into your country over the last 2 years under his leadership. And so they're all looking for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And jobs that other Americans don't want or don't need because they already have two jobs. So it's not really something that he should crow about. And it's incredible that, the Republicans don't respond to it in kind and make that point. I found it rather terrific that, the House of Representatives sounded like the House of Commons in Canada and Britain. When he said that, that we're not going to need oil for another 10 years. We're only going to need oil for 10 more years.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what a joke. I mean, it's like, 90% of everything we use is made, as we've said, with petrochemicals, which is oil. So you may not need oil to, and you and I have talked about this for a decade, we got to quit using oil for planes, trains, and airplanes, mm-hmm. and cars, because we need it for petrochemicals, especially in an expanding world that's seeing the developing nations rise and grow, and third world countries moving into the development phase. So it's policy that the people advising me aren't very good. The other comment I'd like to make quickly is that we've heard about plagiarism of your president. I mean, for 50 years, literally. Back to high school and college.
Yeah.
And the examples of the plagiarism in the speech are unending, which asks the question. He didn't write it. I mean, he had speechwriter. I mean, that's accepted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone talked about it, that he had speechwriter. Well, why would they plagiarize? Why would they purposely? Because you do it once, okay. Twice, that's not cool. Three, that's definitely plagiarism. But I mean, there was probably that I could count like close to 20 different people that he quoted. It was a Trump speech. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, the person he plagiarized the most was Trump.
Yeah. Well, they also claim paychecks are up, not down, or paychecks are up, not down. But due to inflation, they are. Paychecks may be up, but they're not keeping up with inflation. So say the people are making more, they are, but their dollar doesn't buy anywhere close to what it bought before the pandemic. And well, and the other thing, too, I should point out, going back to the job creation, that, you know, he said 12 million jobs in 2 years. After the COVID, Trump produced 12 million jobs in 9 months. So, you know, and as I've said 100 times, Shane, on the air, and you're well aware of this. Hang on. I hadn't finished my thought. I said, as I've said 100 times on the air, presidents don't create jobs. They don't. You know, so it doesn't matter how many jobs were created. It wasn't Trump didn't create them. Biden didn't create them. Now go. We must be on a long delay. Okay, I can't hear you. And you're kind of skipping around. So I don't know what's going on there. So, all right. Moving on. He also claimed he cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion. Not so. The deficit was cut by $1.7 trillion, but it wasn't him who did it. It was not him who did it. COVID payments and all kinds of stuff like that. Sunset, they expired, adding money back into the coffers that was previously spent on COVID and the PPP and the other stopgap things that were happening. So that was one of the reasons for that. So, all right. So yeah, it's, the deficit is always something, again, as I said many times, presidents take credit for all this stuff. They take credit for unemployment. They take credit for, payroll. They take credit for the reducing or the deficit, whatever it is. They all seem to have a great time doing this, but it doesn't happen. Presidents have very little control over the economy or anything that happens to it. They might, to give them the benefit of the doubt, I might give them credit for either instilling confidence in the electorate or not. But in this case, you can sit up here and claim all these things are on you, but they're not. So that's not gonna fly. So. All right, negative trade balance continues. He claimed that the trade balance, that we've imported projects, but up till now, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. In fact, U.S. Imports and goods and services have continued to exceed exports under Biden. This is something that presidents, again, have taken the blame for forever. And it doesn't matter that, trade is business. It ain't presidents, it ain't Congress, and, it ain't all these other people. So, that's where we are. So we got a negative trade balance out there, as we did under Trump, as we did under Bush, as we did under Obama, as we did under everybody, because we produce way more stuff than we could take. That we can use ourselves, so it goes to other countries. Also, Medicare and Social Security are safe. The president claimed that the Republicans want to get rid of Medicare and Social Security, and he said, "I've got this proposal. If you want to see it, I'll send it to you." Well, what he's talking about when he says that, Rick Scott of Florida. Made a proposal that Government programs should be reinstated every 5 years so that we can cut, useless programs or programs that don't benefit the American people in some way. So I think this is what the president is alluding to, that, the Republicans want to, as if anyone who would not vote on, on Social Security and Medicare, not if you want to be reelected, that's for sure. So people are paying into that all day, every day. And, man, it's pretty serious there. So yeah, Shane's still trying to get back in. We'll try to get him on as soon as we can. We apologize that every once in a while we've got some problems with our connection there in Canada. But we hope that he'll be back in. So, yeah, Medicare and Social Security aren't going anywhere. The changes we've made to Social Security, not too long ago, we raised the retirement age from 65 to 67. People are living longer. We might eventually the retirement age might go to 68 or 70. That's anyone's guess. But those are the main things that we've talked about. He also touted $35 insulin under Medicare for seniors. The other folks are still paying the same as they did pay, I guess, but they're working, so maybe they can afford it, maybe they can't. But unfortunately, diabetes is very serious. My father had it. I know how serious it is. It can be pricey. But for the president to say that, oh, it's just a few bucks here and there, whatever. One thing you got to understand is that these pharmaceutical companies are on the hook for billions if something goes wrong. Hundreds of people fact check, how good the dosage is. Is the correct dosage? Is it in the bottle correctly? Is the bottle tamper proof and safe? And, there's a lot of costs involved in this. It's not just making it, sticking it in a bottle. So, I think the president's being a little disingenuous there when he's talking about these kinds of things. Job creation numbers, we were all over the place on that. The president said, created 12 million jobs and, the job growth under Biden was fueled by the post-pandemic job recovery that was also under President Biden. So Shane's back with us. Shane, how are we doing? Glad to have you back.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you kind of.
My last effort to make a comment, I don't know how much you carried on, was that under Trump, the border had been sealed.
Yeah.
So the difference is that the jobs he created were real. I mean, they were American.
Yeah.
They weren't. Now, that may be sawed in half or whatever, because prior to Biden, there were still, 15 to 20 million refugees in your country. But now with the 7 million added since Biden's been president, you're at like 25. I mean, mm-hmm. The population of your country is now like over 350 million people.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's what they were talking about. You can go all the way back to these job numbers. And this is why I was saying earlier, Shane, that presidents don't create jobs. They don't cut the deficit. They don't have anything to do with the trade imbalance. We did talk about Medicare and Social Security. While you were gone, I was telling them about Rick Scott made a proposal that all the entitlements should be reevaluated every 5 years and revoted on. And that's what he's talking about. And I don't think there's any way in hell that that Social Security is going to change or Medicare is going to change. They might raise the retirement age because people are living longer. But other than that, I don't think anything's going to happen there. So,
well, in regards to Social Security, the shift is occurring now over the next 20 years, of course. Mm-hmm. The greatest generation is passing away. I mean, there's less than 10% left. The baby boomer generation is moving into that second stage. And so the principal growth of users of Social Security will be millennials. And, you know, they're basically now at an average age of, you know, 85, you know, 65 to 85, 1965 to 1985 they were born. So, you know, they're getting into that 40 to 60 years, 50 to 60 year range in the next 20 years. So having said that, you know, it's a bigger generation than ours. They're getting paid more than we are. Social Security can easily survive. It can expand and actually be a huge benefit to your country if they do a couple of simple things we've talked about. Having said that, I just want to mention, and I think it's important, that when you see a Democrat in particular get up and talk about their memories, you know, and boasting about the things they've done, you know, their memory sort of has to be, you know, in working. He made a lot of references to what Trump had accomplished and then turned and said Trump didn't accomplish anything. Like the comments about the speeds and, about the police, you know, met the Trevor murder and somehow had to enjoin the entire police force of your country and double talk, you know, his rhetoric was, we love the police and then they're terrible, need no more training, need more money. The border's the same thing. I mean, this speech, you know, he made a reference to, you know, the Field of Dreams, to touch everyone because it's a great movie. But you know, this Field of Dreams is 60 years old. Yeah. And all the things that he talked about that they're doing and, you know, this ridiculous finish the job, which everyone is now claiming will be his campaign motto, mm-hmm. finish it. I mean, the Democrats haven't finished a job in 60 years. They've been in control of the House, the presidency, and the Senate, 70% of that time in 60 years, mm-hmm. and never got anything that's done. I mean, you're still dealing with, he mentioned lead pipes. Are you kidding me? This is the 21st century. I mean, they haven't put a lead or steel pipe in a home in 50 years, you know, in a new home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, talking about, you know, saying people have to sign 30 million people or something, you have to sign some, you know, agreement that, you know, they can't compete, you know, so they can't leave a McDonald's and go to a Wendy's and get another job for more money. It's just an outward lie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's mm-hmm. just making things up.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, you're still breaking up again. Yeah. Yeah.
And?
Sorry, we seem to be having some issues here this morning. I apologize for that, but the bogus job creation numbers, we want to talk about that just briefly. You know, that average weekly earnings, excuse me, went up 11% during Biden's first 24 months. The production and non-supervisory workers made up to 81% of all people in the private sector. But real earnings adjusted for inflation measured in dollars actually declined 3.7 since Biden took office. And that's, as I say, it's not the president's fault. That's the free market system. And let's see, what else should we talk about? The debts and everything, the deficit, we talked about that earlier. It did go from 7.8 trillion to, down to, it was cut 7.1, but that's because of Biden or because of the sunsetting of all the COVID stuff. For too many decades, we imported projects and exported jobs. And now, thanks to what you have all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Well, that's not exactly accurate. The imports are way up from And they have been ever since 2018 and before. Trade deficit, $948 billion in 2022. Highest annual deficit going back to 1960, and it's up 12% from the deficit in 2021, and nearly 45% higher than it was in 2020. So that's where we find ourselves. So, yeah, we'll talk more about this on our radio show on Saturday, where we'll go more in depth with these numbers that we're talking about. So we are the award-winning Tom and Shane. We're live on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. You can listen live at KMMSAM.com. Nothing to join, no information needed from you. You just pop in there and listen to us. You can call us, you can text us. And we are always happy to have comments and texts and all of that. If you missed any of our past shows, including this one, they're all at Tom and Shane past shows at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's past shows, and you'll be taken to where those are. You can watch us, or you get the audio, either one, from any of from that website, I should say. Jeez, having a tough time this morning. I apologize. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks everybody for watching. We really appreciate having you with us every Tuesday and Thursday. Don't forget Radio Saturday at 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And we like that. So Linda says, great show. Thank you very much, Linda. Appreciate that so much. Appreciate all you folks listening to us. And we're very happy to do this for you. So we'll see everybody on the radio Saturday, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Till then, bye for now.